Welcome to the Get Up Power Hour. Boom, 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 bam! I'm your host, Mark Hayford, coming at you like a herd of water buffalo right through your front door looking for something to eat, baby. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of radio shows where you're talking mindset, attitude, personality, everything you want, everything you need to be successful, to either start dreaming again, smash goals, capture dreams, or just get your feet on the floor. Taking that first step is the most important one. And that's what you're doing right now, listening to the Get Up Power Hour. That's what we do here, right on 1520 WCHE, live stream global, markhafer.com, every single Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m., ladies and gentlemen. This is the hot box. This is where it happens. You got 1 hour of awesome on deck. I'm your host, Mark Hayford. Get up, Army. Welcome to a fresh start. Welcome to a new turning point. We're in the fourth quarter of the year. This is it. This is the home stretch. This is the final lap. And we're doing it. And we're doing it together. And we're getting through it. We got big things to accomplish. We got a bright future ahead, despite what's other known advertised. I ain't even trying to hear that. So I want you guys for the next hour, I want you to unplug. I want you to unwind. I want you to get your favorite drink. I want you to kick back. I want you to take your boss, that tell your boss you're in a conference call on Zoom with someone very important, more important than him, and sit back and let's get ready to grow together. You know, something's very funny about this because, first of all, it's sad. It's sad because I was going out doing the research. What I found is this right here, the Get Up Power Hour, this is the only self-help and personal growth radio program in the Philadelphia market. I'm going to say that again. This radio program that you are listening to right now, played every 1 to 2 p.m. on Thursdays, and it will be played more, which I'm going to get into in a little bit here. This is the one. This is it. The first, the last, the best, the worst, the only. This is the only radio program that does self-help and personal growth. You want sports, it's all over the place. You want news, you can barely get away from it. You want mindless entertainment, that's out there too. You want to get better? You want to get bigger? You want to get badder? You want to create success? This is the program where we do it. How do we do it? This is the think tank. This is all about positivity. And that is not cupcakes, puppies, rainbows, glitters, high fives when the guy's falling. It's about being mentally tough. It's about walking through the fire. It's about being battle-tested and still expecting to win. It's about having greater aspirations. It's about believing that things are going to get better, that you are going to get better. See, there's two tremendously strong forces, and you got to buy into one or the other, and that's faith and that's fear. Now, you can't see either one of those. You can't feel. You can't explain it to anyone. It's just, it's a feeling. It's an understanding. It's something that comes from with inside you, and you got to pick one. You're either going to live full of fear, or you're going to be walking in faith. And I say choose faith. Fear is, it paralyzes people. And it doesn't serve you. And guess what? Faith and fear, they're not living in the same wheelhouse. It's like positive and negative. You can't have both coexisting. Not salt and pepper. It's not peanut butter and jelly. You got to pick one. False evidence appearing real. That's what fear is. I say choose faith. And I'm faithful that we are trending upward, friends. Get up, Army. We are just getting started. We got some big announcements. So first of all, before we get into all this in the next hour of programming, and by the way, just so you know what's on deck for this hour, there is not a scheduled guest. There is not a guest. But we're going to be talking about your passion and your purpose and how you can create a lifestyle off of it. You know, you can be passionate about something and you could have a purpose for something. But is your passion and your purpose the same thing? Can it bode you well? Because there's a lot of experts out there that will tell you different. They'll tell you not to go hard at the things that you love to do. It's almost like, not believing, limiting yourself. Stay realistic. Back in the corner. Put your hand down. Shut your mouth. What are you, crazy for trying to want, dream, and aspire for better things? Yeah. Well, we're going to talk about that, your passion and your purpose. And we're also, in the middle of the show, going to talk about what holds most people back. And it's this one word. It's one word. You have heard this word at least 150,000 times in your lifetime. And I am not joking. This is statistically proven. And I'm going to get into that later in the show. But before we start doing all that, I'm Mark Hayford. I'm your host here. Woo! Coming in hot, baby. I'm your host here every Thursday for the Get Up Power Hour. Now, as you can tell, as it probably sounds, I am remote as we speak right now. I am not sitting across. I wish I was, with a little plexiglass between us as I'm staring over, working the board, the Duchess of Danger, the perennial millennial, Bree, who's holding it down at 1520 WCHE. It looks like that there is an ordinance happening in Westchester, Pennsylvania, that is preventing me from coming into the studio today. So I am broadcasting live through WCHE from the Get Up Hall of Fame. That's right. That's where we are today. And the quality is not stellar. But if you can hear me, I'm coming into your homes, your car, your earbuds, through your iPhone. And we are going to do this. Lighten up the darkness. Can't stop, won't stop. So, as always, let's get introduced. If it's your first time joining the program, welcome to the Get Up Army. I salute you. Hey, if you're on social media, so am I. So let's connect. I'm out there on Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, TikTok, Twitter. Forget it. Mark Hayford, Mark with a C, H-A-Y-F-O-R-D, okay? Yeah. And if it's Facebook, don't be creepy. Send me a message so I know you're not spamming and you're not a bot. That's right. Hey, so I have 3 number one books, like legit, and I want you to check them out because I believe they're going to serve you and they're going to help you and you're going to love them just like thousands of others have and have written to me and called in and told me about this, and it's humbling, and I want you to experience it as well. We got 3 books that have hit number one on Amazon in the self-help chart. Get Up, Encouraging You to Attack Life, released 2018. Also released in 2018, it is the thought of the day, 365 days of Encouraging You to Attack Life. Mark Hayford Power Book Volume 2. You can pick these up on Amazon or on markhayford.com, Mark with a C. And my latest book is very interesting to me of how it ranked in Amazon. Latest book was just recently dropped, the end of the summer, Light Up the Darkness. Light Up the Darkness went top 10 in Amazon's self-help category. It went top 10 in neuro-linguistic programming. And it went number one in sports psychology. Now, I'm a head football coach, but it's not a sports book. I use some analogies, some stories, but it's very day-to-day, pop culture, real-life references. But I guess the mindset, as I have spoken to sports teams and the like before, been there. So go check them out. Get Up, Encouraging You to Attack Life, 365 Days of Encouraging You to Attack Life, and Light Up the Darkness. Amazon.com, markhayford.com. If you do Audible, Get Up, Encouraging You to Attack Life is currently on Audible. You can find Get Up. It's the red book. And here is the exciting one, ladies and gentlemen. In November, Light Up the Darkness will now not just be on paperback and ebook format, that also will be on Audible. So I can't wait. That is a labor of love. A lot of work went into it. Major editing by my producer, Carl Bonner. It's insane. So a lot of big things are popping off. If you're into podcasts, if you're on SoundCloud, we got the Get Up podcast. Okay. And that was every day. Now we paused that podcast from the daily because we're switching to a much larger platform than just SoundCloud. We're going to Spotify. We're going to Stitcher. We're going to Google Podcasts, wherever all your favorite podcasting platforms are. That also will be dropping in early November. So we got the Light Up the Darkness audiobook coming out. We have the new Get Up podcast, which will be on all these major podcasting formats. And this show, the Get Up Power Hour, yo, let me tell you, there is something very, very, I just want to tell you, if I was in studio, Bree would be looking at me, shaking her head no right now, but I just want to tell you, there's something so big that's happening with this show, and I can't say it yet, but when it happens, I will shamelessly vomit the information all over the place, because it is big. It is the biggest announcement yet, and it's a dream come true, and I can't wait to unveil it for you guys. Okay, now, next week, right here, Thursday, 1 o'clock, I want you to call in sick. You're a student. I want you to get your work done early. Tell your teacher that the Spanish 4 Zoom can wait. It is the one-year anniversary of the Get Up Power Hour. This show has been on the air for 1 year next week, and we got some special surprises laid it out for that show. We got some very special people that are going to be calling in, wishing it a happy one-year birthday, happy anniversary. We got some fun things that we're going to be pulling out. So that's next week, the one-year anniversary. Man, it is, I love it. I love it. I've always wanted a radio show, and so humbling to be able to live out your dream, because finding your passion and purpose, which we're going to talk about the back end of the show, like I said, I may yell at you a little bit, but it's with love. Maybe sometimes you need to be yelled at. I don't know. Whew. A lot of great stuff. So there's all that going on. We got podcasts. We got books. We got markhafer.com. You can go check that out, where you can pick up all the books. You can get the podcast links, and you can listen to back tracks of this show. The links are out there. All right. Wow. Hey, I want to give a shout out. Got to give a shout out. I'm going to give a shout out to my kids who are all listening, doing different things right now. I think one is in a Zoom, so maybe he's not. But Kane, Jada, and Harrison, and my wife Christina. I want to shout out to the fam, because she's there. We're all in different places right now, on the go, but I think they're listening. And I want to give a shout out to a guy that has a show on this station, Steven Singer. Now, I thought it was you ever see those billboards in the Philadelphia area where it's Steven Singer Jewelers? It says, "I hate Steven Singer." Okay, it's not that guy. It's a different guy. This guy is on Saturdays in the afternoon. They got a very cool professional wrestling show. Then they sandwich in replays of the Get Up Power Hour. What? And then it's the Steven Singer show. And he plays like fun new wave music. He does disco. He deep dives into some funk. I mean, he's got some really cool stuff. And every now and again, I will pop on the station and just kind of listen. And it was about a week or two ago, I wound up listening. And he was throwing his funky junky monkey on the airwaves, populating the galaxy with some booty shaking earthquake. And so I had to call in because I had a request. And Steven Singer played my request. And it was awesome. So I said, and he said, "Hey, it's Mark from the Get Up Power Hour who called in. We're playing this for him." So, Steven, thank you for playing my request. Wanted to give him a shout out here. And, you know, we got a ton of new sponsors that are, you know, these advertisers, they believe in the Get Up Power Hour. And I'm going to be showcasing these guys as we go forward. I'll tell you about this, man. It's everything from Rocky's Hot Sauce, from Sobiec Electric to Mona Lena's hair design, Play Around Golf, and there's more. And you're going to get to actually meet these sponsors. And I'm going to tell you something. Every single person that sponsors this show is someone. Shout out to my man Lazarus, who's going to take care of your iPhone. All right? So these are people I'm friends with them, or I have used their product or service. Like, I could talk about Skechers, and you might hear my voice on this station, but I don't wear Skechers, all right? So, again, when you hear the advertisements, these people are the real deal. I'm going to be talking a lot about them and getting you to know them as we go forward. It's very cool. And how about this? I'll tell you, I don't know what you did last weekend. I don't know what you have going on this weekend, but, guys, I'm a veteran of the armed forces. I'm a head football coach. I'm a former pro wrestling ref with the WWE, right? Did a stint there. And last week, I was the head judge at the International United Miss Pennsylvania pageant. Woo! It, like, doesn't fit, right? No, but it so does. That was up in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And the director, Daria Mizrahi, she was running that, did a fabulous job. Met so many fantastic young ladies. And I got to say this, because I feel like, listen, my daughter has been in the industry on commercials, and you've seen her on TV. You've probably seen her in stores. She's in some packaging that's global right now. She's been in print, right? Live QVC, the whole modeling thing. And you know, it's when it goes to pageants, I feel like they get a bad rap. And I want to say that, and, you know, listen, no matter what it is, right, there's always a few bad apples in any industry. That's life. But the majority of the people that are doing these pageants, these are young ladies that are looking to improve themselves, because it's like you got to be brave to get on that stage and to be judged on not just how you look, but how you act, if you're professional, if you're slouching. And there's a whole interview section. We had to interview people to see if they're the real deal and if they can handle pressure. And I just want to, and for all the people that are in that industry that are listening, or anyone that was there last weekend, I just want to give a salute to you, pageant people, because it is a tough, tough industry, just like modeling is. And I got to see that firsthand. So hardcore. And I want you guys, we're almost up against first break already. So many things happening here. It's like a whirlwind, okay? But I want you guys to get this on your calendar. And it's going to be good. Now, listen, I understand, friends, that the marketplace where we are here, we're in the Pennsylvania local area, but I know this thing is live streamed, and I know we have tons of people that listen in the great state of New Jersey. Jersey! And even if you're not in Jersey, it doesn't matter, because the world got smaller now with virtual. But I got my friends Ron Rosnick and Vivian Gaspar. They're the hosts of the TV show Beyond My Crisis, Stop My Crisis. You may have seen that in some of the local networks. They are running a job fair. It's the Jobs on the Rise job fair. And the success starts by showing up. And this is going to be in Montclair, New Jersey, at the Montclair Women's Club. They're currently looking for vendors, co-hosts, VIP sections. You know, no job is too big or too small. If you're a hiring employer, if you're a bigger company, this is going down Tuesday, November 10th. And they are they're taking all the right protocols. They have all the stipulations on their website. So go check that out. Jobs on the Rise. Maybe I'll be playing a little part in that and appearing. What's up? Tuesday, November 10th, Jobs on the Rise. So if you're looking for some employment, you're looking to do some stuff, hey, head out Montclair, New Jersey. Now, look, I told you about the audiobooks. I told you about the Jobs on the Rise job fair. I told you about the pageant. I told you about some big surprises coming up. I told you about the one-year anniversary next Thursday right here on 1520 WCHE of the Get Up Power Hour. But right now we're going to take a quick break, pay some of the bills up here in WCHE. When we come back, we're deep diving, and we're gonna get into it. We're gonna talk about that one word that stops people in their tracks, and it has from the beginning of time. One little word, two letters. You don't go anywhere, Get Up Army. We're gonna be back real soon. You're listening to 1520 WCHE. We'll be right back. Yeah. Scaling the castle wall like a medieval times knight. We come roaring back, baby. This is the Get Up Power Hour. Every Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m., I'm your host, Mark Hafer. This is the spot on the dial when you are looking for mindset, attitude, positivity, and success. The only self-help and personal growth program in the Philadelphia marketplace. What's up, baby? Woo! Hot tonight. I'll tell you what. We had so many big announcements. So many big announcements. Next week's the one-year anniversary of the show. Oh. Now, I'm going to tell you. So my third book, Light Up the Darkness, that's out there now. I've pulled so much material that I've shared with this book over the past year, and I've done the same with Get Up. And I will say that there are certain components that I've written about, that I'm passionate about, that haven't made it in Get Up or Light Up the Darkness or 365, not because they weren't good enough. It's just because, you know, there's a flow, there's a vibe, there's a way that you want to present certain material. So what I'm going to talk about for the next few minutes here is something that I think is important. It's a quick nugget, and I think that you really need to take some stock in what I'm saying here, because it's going to blow your mind, and I hope it inspires you. And it's this one word which we get stopped in our tracks by so much, okay? And this is not something I've written about yet. It will be going in the next book when that happens. Not saying that's happening yet. So, you know, we have an order here, people. We have fish to fry in order, okay? Okay. But what I am saying is, what I want to talk about right here is something that I do talk about when I do seminars and I do, you know, inspirational talks, and whether it's for businesses or schools or whatever. And this is astonishing, this next fact. Okay. So here we go. First of all, I know that we have listeners all over the place, and I mean like legit different countries, because you can live stream. How great is the day and age that we live in? I was just telling a story to my daughter Jada about a story that happened to me in the early 90s. And I'm like, yeah, and I had to go here, but I didn't know where I was going. I didn't have GPS. She's like, you didn't have GPS? I'm like, no, I didn't have GPS. And, you know, this could have happened, but they didn't call me, and they couldn't call me. They didn't have a cell phone. She's like, you have a cell phone? I'm like, no. We live in a great day and age, man. Everybody's talking about doom and gloom. Get that noise, man. You are comfortable. You got so many creature comforts. We can move so faster these days. But still, there's so much negativity that's out there. And here's the deal, okay? I want you to take some stock in this. If you've grown up in a fairly positive environment, most people think that they did not grow up in a fairly positive household or environment. So let me break that down for you. If you had a roof, if you have a parent or two, if you have a table and there's food on it, if you had an educational center such as a school, even if you thought it sucked, but you're able to go there to gain knowledge, if you have Wi-Fi or a cell phone or GPS, if you're able to eat, if you're not freezing, if you have clothes, if you have shoes, if you can talk, walk, see, hear, you own things, you've grown up in a fairly positive environment, okay? Okay, because there's somebody right now that's going to go sleep on a concrete slab in a third world country tonight being covered in bugs. And if that's not you, you've grown up in a fairly positive environment. Okay. If you've grown up in a fairly positive environment, by the time you are 18 years old, the average human being has heard the next word that I'm about to say to you 150,000 times. Holy mackerel, right? 150,000 times. You know what that word is? Two letters. The word is no. 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 And you've been hearing it from before you can talk. No. Don't you go hanging on those stairs. You'll fall down and go boom.
Can I have a cookie?
No. Mom, can I stay up later? No. Mrs. McGillicuddy, can I use the restroom? Not now, Daniel. Mrs. McGillicuddy, it's Brian. It's still no. Can I have this vacation day? No. Can I have a raise? Get out. No. Yo, what up, girl? You want to go to movies? No. You like to go out to dinner? No. Girl, can I call you sometime? Get out of my face or I call the police. No. No, 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 no. It's no. Constantly no. The answer's no. No, you cannot come in here without a mask. No, we're not serving after this time. No, sorry, we're not taking these applications right now. No, you cannot enter. No, 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 no. We all get no. So it's no wonder why so many of us are conditioned, or I'm going to go on a limb and say tricked, into having a negative mindset. It's so freaking dangerous. I don't even mean like metaphorically dangerous. I mean it's literally dangerous, because negativity causes hopelessness, fear, anger, violence, depression, stress. Stress causes physical sickness, disease, on and on and on. Your body's not at ease. It has a dis-ease. It's that dis-ease. Sick. That's caused by stress. Stress is caused by negativity. Most people stop and turn back at the first sign of resistance. Maybe a lot of people don't even attempt the journey. They anticipate the resistance, and they just save themselves the trip. Figure, oh, I'm not good enough. I can't. I just want to remind you that if you don't ask, the answer is always no anyway. If you don't try, the answer is no. You still got the same thing that you had before you started in the first place. You got to try. You got to move forward. You got to fight for your right to party. You know what I'm saying? Man, I'm going to tell you this, because rejection is part of growth. And no isn't always bad. Yo, listen. Okay. There's so much that I want to tell you here. I wish this show was more than an hour. I need like a weekend with you, okay? But let's start with this. Let me go with this. I told you about my books. My first book, Get Up, right? I've never taken a formal writing class. I went to college for 1 year before the military. You know, that was the path I chose. But at the age of 40, what? 5, 6, 7, whatever. I decided I'm going to drop my first book. 47 years old, I'm going to drop my first book. I drop it. I know you're like 47. Yeah, I'm like 80. Don't worry about it. It doesn't matter. Stay focused. I'm here. Look, I drop Get Up. The thing goes number one in 4 hours. It leaps over Jack Canfield, Chicken Soup for the Soul. It blows Gary Vee's book out of the water. And I'm not bragging. I'm just telling you so you understand the impact. And then it became a whirlwind. Okay, people all over the U.S., Canada, the United Kingdom, they all ordered my book. Yes, United Kingdom, as in like Scotland, freedom, right? Right. People started reading Get Up, and then they started getting in the mail. This happened with Light Up the Darkness, too. Without urging or suggesting, people started taking pictures of themselves. They started posting it on Facebook and Insta and online and in their stories. I started reading, like, it was crazy. I started reading Mark Hayford quotes all over Facebook and Insta. Was insane. Like, it started to take a life of its own. And the best part about this whole thing was just some of the revealing personal responses that I've received from people at Red Get Up. You know, it wasn't like congrats on your success. It was like, you know, people telling me the book gave them hope. And, you know, this person's physical therapist was proud of them because they worked even harder at their rehab and they were inspired by reading Get Up. One lady lost 20 pounds. Another person lost 90 pounds. Another person read it and inspired them to quit their job because they went after their dream job and now got paid $50,000 more a year. Childhood friend of mine said he read Get Up, used to go to the bar every single night. He read it, he quit drinking, he took up kickboxing. Now instead of slamming beers, he gets punched in the face. And he thanked me. I'm like, you're welcome. Okay, cool. So it was incredible. Adults, kids, teenagers, young adults, boomers have told me that I was hearing words like inspired, rejuvenated, identified their fears. I mean, that is like humbling, yo, for real. Like, I mean, people wanted this message of Get Up. I was grateful. I was humbled, still am, happy, and I was even more confident when this happened. And then I was ready to get this hot new best-selling release out to a broader audience because clearly it was wanted. And then came the no. What? Oh, I think Yoda said it best, right? He said, the greatest teacher failure is. Yoda. So here's what happened. So GetUp drops a bomb, right? And I got in the trenches. I started hoofing it, man. I'm not afraid to roll up my sleeves. I think that's a nice ingredient for success. And I started going to a lot of local places. And I remember, I'll be honest, I was impressed with how many people were unimpressed with my newfound success, right? And there are many, hey, we already have authors scheduled to speak here. There were a few, well, if you can leave me a copy, I'll let the manager see if this fits in our criteria. Okay. And I got some of the good old-fashioned, don't call back. We'll call you. Door slams, you know? I mean, seriously? Like, did you hear what I said? Best-selling author? Hello? Like, I got your chicken soup for the freaking soul right here, baby. But it's unbelievable. The answer was like, no. A lot of places, man. They want to hear it. I remember I walked into this local, the person told me it was a slam dunk. The slam dunk bookstore, right? The owner was a friend of a friend. This was probably the nicest, like, hey, go jump off the side of a mountain that I think I've ever received. So, like, with the biggest, happiest smile, I was told legit, I'm not even joking, you can leave a copy here to see if it sells, but this just won't work in our store. If you schedule a signing, no one will come. I'm like, well, but. She was like, it doesn't fit in our demographic. I'm like, yeah, but. She's like, we have older clientele here. I'm like, damn it, lady, someone rehab their shoulder because of this. No, she literally judged my book by its cover. And then there was this other time. This was great. This was classic. I'll never forget this, right? Ring, 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 ring. Local bookstore in the state of Pennsylvania. That's all I'm going to say. Ring, 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 ring. So-and-so books. Hey, my name's Mark. I'm a new local author. I just released this new book. It's called Get Up Encouraging You.
I'm sorry, sir. Is there a point to this?
I'm not even joking. Like, she literally cut me off and says, I'm sorry, is there a point to this? I'm like, She's like, well, I'm with a customer. I'm like, well, yes, there is a point to this. I was looking to speak with somebody who could actually be helpful and preferably not rude. All exasperated, right? I'm sorry, but I have a customer here at the counter. I'm like, you got an author on the phone who can bring many customers to your counter. Click. No. So we'll cross that one off the book tour, okay? The word was never mentioned, but we'll chalk that one up as a pretty hard no. Right? Now, look. Here's the point to all this, okay? The younger me would be, like, pretty upset. And many of the other rejections, because there was a ton of them. Books still went number one. Books still changing lives. Books spawned a radio show, a podcast, and some other big things, which I cannot say yet. But lots of rejection. You got to fight through that stuff. And I've come to learn something over time. Have you ever heard rejection is God's protection? Because many times, no just means that that's simply not where you're supposed to be in that time. There were times when you are blocked from the good so you can be available to receive the great. Hold on, Get Up Army. That's like a T-shirt or a cool meme or bumper sticker. I'm going to say that one again. Sometimes you are blocked from the good so you can be available to receive the great. No isn't always your enemy. Because here's the deal. If Miss Book Cover Judge of the tiny local shop actually welcomes me, or if the Miss Customer Service of the decade didn't freaking abruptly hang up on me so she could serve the next person at the counter, I may have had my great blocked. You see, I was protected. If the answer wasn't no, I may have received good and lost out in great. Maybe my schedule would have been cluttered. Maybe by being in some smaller venue that nobody would have showed up to, I wouldn't have been available to be in that Barnes & Noble and book that or supply, you know, Maybe I wouldn't have made a, I don't know. You know, like, maybe I couldn't have been in the monstrous county library speaking where they actually cataloged my book. Get Up is cataloged in the Chester County Library and in Wallington, New Jersey. Jersey! You know, maybe on the days I was scheduled to be somewhere else, maybe I couldn't be in that out-of-state high school assembly where I just might have changed or even the unthinkable saved a teenager's life with some of the words and mindset that was spoken that afternoon. Yo, so listen, guys, hello? Speak yes, constantly. I always, and I am dead serious here, I am always expecting a home run. I am always expecting the win. I do not play. I show up 100%. But what I've learned is when I swing and miss or I pop a foul ball into the stands, I don't go sulk in the freaking dugout anymore. Pick up the bat, get back in the batter's box, and expect a home run again and again and again and keep swinging because eventually you're going to get your yes. But when you do hear that no, you got to be thankful. It's probably because you have something better waiting on the other side. And remember, you can't receive something when your hands are full. Oh, hey, for dropping bombs on your mom right here on the Get Up Power Hour. Woo, speaking about something better waiting on the other side, we're up against the break again. So we are going to take a quick break, the final one of the show. When we come back, I want to talk about how you can be successful and why you should lean into stuff you're passionate about. Your passion can be your purpose right here on the Get Up Power Hour. Coming at you like Tarzan, swinging on vines through the jungle, baby. This is the only and greatest personal growth self-help radio program in the Philadelphia market. This is the Get Up Power Hour. It's your boy, Mark Hayford. And that music you hear coming in and out, that we just lost one of the greatest innovators of all time when it comes to guitar with Eddie Van Halen. But this song you're listening to, it's not Eddie Van Halen, it's Cain Hayford. 19-year-old Cain Hayford has been playing music since he's literally been out of the womb, kicking mom in the stomach from the inside, listening to the baby Beethoven. Yo, that's the theme song here. And you can go follow Cain at KDH Music. You're on Instagram, KDH, as in Cain David Hayford, KDH Music out on Instagram. Check him out. He's got some dope videos. It's sick, man. And this just in, I've been asked to be on a guest sometime in November on the, hold on, phone's all jacked up. That's why I hate doing this from not being in WCH. Here we go. From the Let's Get Uncomfy podcast from Annie Graff, who's the host. And she has almost 100,000 followers. She wants the Get Up Army to pile over into that. So that's going to be coming up in November, too. I think so. Let's do it. Yeah, let's talk about passion and purpose. There's too many people out there telling you what you can do, what you cannot do, what you'd be good at, what you wouldn't be good at. There's a lot of good intentions there, but I hear a lot of horror stories about people I talk to, their high school counselors that tell them what you should and shouldn't do. I remember my daughter Jada started in the music industry. I just crossed two kids. No, one's trying. My son Kane's looking to move to Nashville to break into the music industry. And there's people that are like, wow, that's awesome. There's other people that are, I don't know. You should play it safe. Play it safe. He's 19. I know other people that were 19 in Vietnam. When I was 20, I was in Korea. You know what I'm not doing now is I'm 85 years old, not going back to Korea. You got to live your life. Play out. But my daughter, what I was starting to say, got into modeling. I had a couple people go, I don't know, you shouldn't do that. Oh, it's fun, but don't take it too serious. Oh, it's hard work. Yeah, we tried that. It was hard. It didn't work. Well, you didn't try hard enough. Don't let anyone ever tell you. My daughter's been on billboards in Times Square. You've seen her on your television. That's what I'm talking about. People are going to tell you what the limits are. That's their limit. They can't see what's inside of you. I remember hearing an interview one time. It's a great quote, great quote. The quote's from Willie Nelson. And he said three words. It was a question. He said, retire from what? And it was a conversation. The Beatle, Sir Paul McCartney, was asking Willie Nelson if he ever considered retirement. Willie Nelson's like, retire from what? Like, I play music. That's what I do. Passion, purpose. Is it the same thing? It can be, and it should be. But you got a lot of experts out there, quote unquote, that may tell you different. And these are the same, yo, listen, these are the same crop of people who come from the collective think tank that they don't put much stock into the belief that there's power or energy within positive thinking. I'm constantly pushing back on this. Let me ask you something. Isn't it much easier to be good at something that you like instead of trying to struggle through something that you don't like? Of course it is, right? And here's the thing. Don't even listen to me. Don't listen to the guy with three best-selling books on your radio right now, live streaming global. Don't listen to me. Listen to Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs said, you better have passion for what you're doing because it's going to get tough. And if you don't love what you're doing, you'll quit. So many of us are wired wrong and are taught to stifle our passion. And I see so many who dismiss this notion. Like it should be considered silly or anything more than a hobby chalked up as useless information. It's crazy talk. I believe this is the root of something that could be massive opportunity. When you find something you're good at, you love it. I love DJing. I'm doing a wedding this weekend. I'm going to slay it. Slay it. Gloves are off, swinging for the fence. That's going to be the greatest event those people have ever seen. I love it. I've been doing it 20 years. You know what else I love? I love fantasy football. So let me go here for a second. Many millions of people love fantasy football. So you may not, but let's do this. Let's say the Detroit Lions are playing the Buffalo Bills. Who cares, right? Okay, well, you do because you have Detroit's kicker. And although you may not care who wins Monday night's game, you need 6 points from that kicker so you can beat the Angry Midgets from Mars or Buckus Bravado or whoever your opponent is that week. Basically, it makes the game interesting. Okay, but it's not only ridiculous, but borderline absurd and a huge waste of time to think that, you know, you should start a YouTube channel for fantasy football, right? Well, maybe. But how about the guys who did and have thousands and thousands of followers, not to mention tons of corporate sponsorships? The NFL figured it out. The NFL started following that. And they hire NFL analysts and former NFL players to host shows about fantasy football. And I'm trying to tell you that there's a game within a game and that millions and millions of dollars are spent on fantasy football. So don't be blinded by the ego of what you think you know. Pay attention to history, friends. During the California gold rush of the mid-1800s, the miners weren't the only ones cashing in. Do you know who else got paid? The people who sold shovels, buckets, boots, food, maps, etc. What's the point? Think fantasy football, the website, the subscriptions, the podcast, the television networks, the radio shows, the magazines, everyone selling their opinion like somebody cares. It's genius. Is it still ridiculous and borderline absurd to want to get involved with something as childish as fantasy football? How about this? This is crazy. Ty Helloa. Ty Helloa was the kid who was on my channel. I interviewed this young guy a couple years ago. I did a YouTube show, Monday Mornings with Mark Hayford. Still out there. You can find it. When he was 17, he graduated high school. Okay? He would play. He would be a gamer. He gamed for hours and hours and hours. Well, he was recruited and contracted by Rocket League to become a professional gamer.
can't even breathe because I'm yelling at you. Professional gamer. They flew him out to Texas where he would live with his two online teammates who he played with for years but never actually met in person until then. One was from the U.S., one was from Canada. And he wound up, you know, he made more than people in corporate make playing a game. But it was work. He told me that I had to work 6 hours a day. I had to play when I didn't feel like it. The gaming industry is a $1 billion industry worldwide. It has no signs of slowing down. I got a piece of the pie. There was a kid from Pennsylvania last summer who was in the Fortnite World Cup. Sounds cute, right? Yeah. So you hear it was in New York City's Arthur Ashe Stadium where 40 million gamers applied. The kid won $3 million gaming. Right? And it goes like this. It all goes back to the quote from Gandhi. First they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you, and then you win. Yo, I'm a former pro wrestling ref with the WWE. Everybody told me why I couldn't, that I shouldn't. I grew up watching the Andre the Giants, the Hulk Hogans, the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, the Wild Samoans. It's stupid. It's pro wrestling. Or is it? Because some 25 years later, now I find myself meeting and working with in arenas and locker rooms with, like, you know, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Ric Flair, woo, Batista, or you may know him as now Hollywood actor Dave Batista, Triple H, The Undertaker, John Cena, hashtag name dropping, hashtag all day, hashtag can't stop, won't stop. Like, I legit traveled, dined, and worked with literal giants. And that's all Vince McMahon who created that. Matter of fact, he created something and people hated his guts for it when he did the first ever WrestleMania back in the 80s, 1985. And he bet the house on it. He had Mr. T, Muhammad Ali, Cyndi Lauper, the Rockettes from Radio City Music Hall. Liberace was there. Like, he married sports and entertainment. And in years past, you know, people were laughing at him. Like, oh, it's crap, not going to work. Wonk, wonk. Really? Okay. Because they just had WrestleMania 36 during the pandemic. And the ongoing list of celebrities who appeared at this were everyone, over the years, from Rob Gronkowski to Donald Trump to Mike Tyson to Snoop Dogg to Floyd Money Mayweather to Shaq. Vanna White, Aretha Franklin, freaking Puff Daddy, Pitbull, I mean, on and on and on, right? If I was writing it out, I'd get hand cramps. Vince McMahon did that. One guy had a vision. He had a passion. That guy was and is on purpose. Sometimes it just takes one person to create a revolution. So never underestimate yourself. There's that African proverb, right? If you think you're too small to make a difference, you haven't spent a night with a mosquito. I'm serious. The only way to do great work is to love what you do. Steve Jobs. He didn't say good work. He didn't say make a living. He didn't say solid work. The only way to do great work is to love what you do. Steve Jobs. You may be listening to me on the thing he created, an iPhone. Look, one time, and I'm not making this up. I swear I'm not making this up. I'm real. One time I was on this plane flying to Hawaii, and I was sitting next to a popcorn salesman from Pittsburgh. No, it's not a bad joke. This really happened, okay? And he was telling me this story about about the time that he was part of a testing group that made up of thousands of volunteers who all had to simultaneously flush urinals. This show just keeps going to places that you never thought it would, right? That's what we do. Keep you on the edge of your seat for 60 minutes. I'm not joking. The toilet flushing was, quote-unquote, performed at what was then the new Heinz Field where the Pittsburgh Steelers play. So this epic bathroom moment took place to ensure that when thousands of toilets were actually flushed at the live event, the plumbing and the building would hold up. But hold on a minute. Forget flushing toilets and all that. Let's go back to the beginning. This man was a popcorn salesman. He sold popcorn. Like, I didn't even realize that was a thing. Like, can't I just go to the supermarket and get a bag? Like, I don't know. But what I do know is that this guy beamed. He loved the story. He loved what he did for a living, and he definitely loved the fact that he was going to Hawaii to do it. Wouldn't you? Yeah. I'll take whole front row for Maui, please. Extra popcorn. Bottom line is that it just seriously doesn't even matter anymore. The whole world, guys, is open for you to pursue whatever it is that rocks your sock. And if you do it right, and if you go hard, and if you're smart and pay attention to little details, you can make a living from it. Well, you can make a living from it, you know, if you have that work ethic. So go sell popcorn. Go get body slammed. Go game until you're blue in the face and draft your championship freaking fantasy football team while you're at it. Just realize whatever path you choose, yo, it is no longer laughable. Because if you take it serious, they'll take you serious. So I want you to go find your purpose. I want you to cover it with passion. I want you to ask yourself, what are you good at? What do you suck at? Be thankful you know what you suck at. You can just cross that off, and it's less decision-making you have to do. Lean into what you love. This world is wide open. 2020 is ending. 2021 is coming. A new dawn is dawning. And you have an opportunity, friend. As I'm closing out this show, I can't even believe this was an hour. It was like a bolt of lightning. Always is. Always is here. I will tell you this. You have an opportunity to create greatness. Bruce Lee said it. To hell with circumstances. I create my success. He also flows like water. Be like water, my friends, right? Flow. So I want you to step into your greatness. I want you to stop listening to all the naysayers that give you limits. I want you to start taking more chances. Remember, the answer is already no if you don't even try. So try. The worst that can happen is you're still where you already are. I love you guys. I want you to win. I come here with passion every week, serving it up. And I want you back next week. Tell your friend. Tell your mom. Show her how to use her iPhone so she can live stream. It's the one-year anniversary of the Get Up Power Hour next Thursday, October 22nd, right here on 1520 WCHE, and I want you guys there. Now, the only self-help personal growth program in the Philadelphia market is jumping off the air, as the best sports program in the Philadelphia market is about to jump on. The Chatter of Chester County with Bill Werndell is an icon in Philadelphia sports, and he gets all the big names because he knows them. I want you to hang out. I want you to listen. And I want you coming back. Hey, listen, I want you to get up. You're going to get knocked down. That's why I wrote Get Up. We pick each other up. And I want you to be the one. Hey, it's time for you to light up the darkness, friends. I will see you here next week. Go check out markhafer.com. Go get some books. Go get on Audible. Personal growth is a choice. I want you to choose wisely. Till next week, I love you guys, man. This is the Get Up Power Hour. I'm Mark Hafer, and you're listening to 1520 WCHE.